The following is a production of Snake Tree Media. This is Urgent Frequency, the Sonic sit rep for Urgent Fury, the hottest tactical gamer community on the World Wide Web. And now, here's your host, Commander Claymore Fury.
Booyah, Frequency Freaks! I am Commander Claymore Fury, and this is Urgent Frequency for the week of Sunday, January 9th, 2011. Well, as the new year begins, Chapter 1 of the epic end-of-day storyline comes to an end, as the Urgent Fury Cold War playoff matchups are set. We've got all the details in our Urgent Fury Sonic Sit Rep. How do you follow up a championship run at Urgent Fury's Crucible for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2? How about with a championship run through Urgent Fury's Gauntlet for Call of Duty Black Ops? The IL Seps become Urgent Fury's very first Gauntlet champions, and clan leader the Karakarn stops by to talk about the match and more. Plus, we'll tell you how you can win an official Urgent Fury hat. It's the official podcast of the BCS. Not this is Urgent Frequency.
Hey, this is the Karakarn, and you're listening to Urgent Frequency only on UrgentFury.com.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, traveling west on MSR Vernon. Four Victors, 16 packs, request MSR status, over. Roger, Scorpion 23, all MSRs and AOR ran past 24 hours, 3 IEDs on MSR Vernon.
He was there when his country needed him, and we'll be there when he needs his country. Join us and send your message of support to our wounded warriors and their families at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Urgent Frequency spoof ad. We are not laughing with you. We are laughing at you.
Whether it's a birthday, a special holiday gift, or just a little something to let her know how much she means to you, nothing says I love you like a nice, warm facial. Presenting Money Shot by Hippie Chic.
Money Shot.
Money Shot blends the healing power of aloe and the warming touch of exotic nut butter to create a sensuous, soothing mask that melts away the day. And with its special applicator, you're in complete control of the Money Shot. No more cold creams and sticky mess. Just a warm caress that says I love you. Money Shot by Hippie Chic. Available where fine facials are sold.
Money Shot.
Avoid contact with eyes.
Commander Fury.
Oh, you men are all alike. 7 or 8 quick ones and you're off with the boys to boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut. Oh, I think I love him.
Commander Fury.
In Chapter 1 of Urgent Fury's year-long story arc, End of Days, the story unfolds rather quickly. We met Navy SEAL Commander Patrick Parrish and his SEAL team, tasked with retrieving 2 downed Air Force pilots and the sensitive intel they had collected before crashing somewhere near the Trans-Siberian Railway in Russia. We then discovered that the pilots had become prisoners of Sasha Kolov and his 5 horns. After Parrish discovered one of the downed pilots during an apparent interrogation, with Parrish, his team, and Special Operations Command all watching, Kolov did the unthinkable. He executed Captain William Barnes, setting into motion a plot to bring about a new Soviet Republic or the end of the world as we know it. With the final four teams set to do battle in the playoffs, the semifinal rounds get underway tonight. That's Tuesday, 11 January, as number one seed 8G takes on number four seed LPK, then number two seed CKS squares off against number three seed ICE, with the championship match slated for this Thursday. That's 13 January. Good luck to all four clans. Remember, win with honor and lose with dignity.
There are times when you have so much to say, just so little time.
Excuse me, what?
Good thing there's Twitter. We got you covered with the latest and the most talked about topics, 140 characters at a time. Follow us on Twitter.
Dear Dottie, it was so great seeing you in February. Not surprisingly, it's rained every day since I got back. But I guess Vietnam just wouldn't be Vietnam without the rain. Oh, I got that picture of Patrick that you sent with your last letter. Wow, he looks so tiny. I can't believe he's already 2 months old. I just wish I could have been there when he was born. He so has your eyes. And your smile. I saw on the billboard that we're going to Camp Evans later today to see the Bob Hope Follies. Can you believe that? They say that Ann Margaret, Wayne Newton, and maybe even Nancy Sinatra is going to be there. Listen, I've thought a lot about it, and I know you'll never forgive me for re-enlisting for another hitch. But with the way things are back home, after the long, hot summer of love, and now with the murder of Dr. King, I think I need to focus on job security. It just makes sense, you know? I get a raise, and if anything happens to me, you guys will be well taken care of. Besides, if I put in another 26 months here, then I'm free and clear, and I walk away with a pension and money in my pocket. Please, please try to understand that everything I do is for my family. I have so much to say, but so little time. We're leaving for a morning patrol. Wish I could kiss you. I love you so much. Tell Patrick I love him. This will be the last letter you get from me in a while, as I'm being reassigned next week. Not really allowed to say much more, but listen, you're going to hear awful things about me. All I can ask is that you not believe them. I've contacted your brother Dick at Fubai, and he's going to be sending most of my belongings stateside as soon as possible. Just remember, Dot, no matter what happens, no matter what you hear or what you see or what you read, no matter what, I'm doing this for you and Patrick. I'll fight now, so he doesn't have to later.
Chapter 2 begins, January 2011. Urgent frequency.
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude,
what does mine say?
Sweet!
After having established themselves as a championship caliber clan by winning the Urgent Fury Crucible Championship for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, the AL SEP set out to capture another title and did just that by defeating Clan Uprising for the Urgent Fury Gauntlet Championship. Tonight, clan leader the Karakarn, which I'm going to get into your name in a second, sir, joins me via Skype to discuss his clan, the AL SEP, the most recent champions. Here in Urgent Fury, the Karakarn, welcome to Urgent Frequency. I have said every version of your name. It looks, what does it mean? It means something.
Yeah, it's from a book series which our entire clan's based on called The Wheel of Time, written by Robert Jordan. And the Karakarn's basically the main character in it. Yeah.
I actually, you know what? I actually broke out the Wikipedia because I was like, AL Sept, that means something. You know, at first it sounds like something that you that your doctor tells you, I'm sorry, you have AL Sept, and you go, oh my God. But I did do some reading on it, and I did find out that AL is a race of warriors. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they live between the Wetlanders in the west and the Sharons in the east.
Yes.
Okay. And so, and the Sept, that's like another term for like a clan, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, see? There you go. Are you impressed? Are you Perfect. Mildly impressed?
That's awesome.
But anyway, man, congratulations, dude. You guys won the championship and the gauntlet. First, I guess, tell us about the clan. Tell us about the origins of the clan. For anybody who have no idea who AL Sept is, tell everybody who you guys are, and then we'll get into how you found yourselves in Urgent Fury.
I got my first start in competitive gaming, though, pretty much about a year ago to the day almost. My brother was playing in Wolf Clan back into Call of Duty 4, back in those days even, and was playing Modern Warfare 2. And my brother's like, hey, you wanna play some competitive matches? And I was like, sure. So jumped on Modern Warfare 2 with Wolf Clan and those guys over there and played out 1-4-1 with them. We had a great time. I think we ended up like fifth in that. We almost made the playoffs, but didn't quite make it. After that, we just decided to go our ways, and I started up the AL Sept, and since then, we've had a great time playing together.
I'm trying to figure out, and I hate to keep going back to the name of the clan, but it is a rather unique name, and the concept, again, for anybody, you can go do like I did and look it up on Wikipedia, but it's pretty interesting stuff. Now, was that something that you said you guys all read the book? Is that something you guys had in common, or is that something that, you know, once they were in the clan, you're like, you got to read the book?
Me and my brother are really into the book series, and I don't know how many of our guys have actually gotten some time to read it, but it's just something that me and my brother really enjoyed, and it was a four-letter word that fit into a clan tag, so we thought that was really cool too. So
let's move on then. You guys, you start your own clan, you got everything going. I guess you said you were kind of already participating in Urgent Fury. What about Urgent Fury? Why'd you stick around? I mean, you guys could have taken your clan and went anywhere. So what made you stick around in Urgent Fury?
Definitely. We, you know, we really enjoyed playing at Urgent Fury. You know, you get a lot of clean gameplay. The clans are very respectful, and you know, that's what we're about. We're not about playing with all the little kids out there on the internet. We want to play with, you know, respectful people and, you know, have a good time and play some competitive matches.
You know, when I first came to Urgent Fury, it was actually at the very beginning. And I can say with all honesty, I was a clan leader at the time. And when we came to Urgent Fury, the way we played, no matter what game we were playing, it changed the way we played the games. At first, it was just like, you know, you get on and you hang out with your friends, and that's typically what a clan constitutes. But when you come to Urgent Fury, the thing I love about it, it makes you play a different way. Is your brother in the clan now?
He got a full ride to the University of Utah, so he's kind of taking a back seat on the gaming right now, but he's getting back into it again.
Oh, good. So he's going to University of Utah, huh?
He got a full ride scholarship, so he's doing well.
What is he? Is he like a lacrosse champion or what?
Academic scholarship. He's got the brains. Our structure basically is I'm basically the leader. My brother's the co-leader when he's playing. As far as like, I know other clans, you know, they follow their leader pretty well. I like to just let everyone, you know, kind of chip in their opinion on everything, and then once we make our decision, then I go out and execute.
Now your brother is Lunatic Wolf, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
After being a part of the Crucible, I'm sure you were really familiar with the format and everything. Do you have a general game plan that you have, or do you guys prepare for each clan for each match?
Basically, since we play so much Call of Duty, I mean, we're playing together nonstop. And the other thing is we're a smaller clan than some of the other guys are. So we play together a lot and we gel really well. And when we go into a match, I mean, even against, you know, other clans or whatever, we know what to do. So we just kind of maybe briefly go over what we're going to do, you know, for like a regular season game, because everybody knows what they need to do. And then we just go out and play and you know, hope for the best. The biggest thing when you're playing in a tournament game is you can have the best strategy out there going into the match, but you have no idea what the other team's going to do. So you need to be able to, in game, you know, have enough structure and people who are going to listen to what you're going to say. They'll follow through, and you can make your in-game adjustments that'll help you overcome what the other team is doing to you. So that's really where it comes down to, in my mind, that determines whether a team's good or not, is if they can adjust in-game to the strategy that the other team's playing against them.
And that's something you hear all the time, whether it's sports or even business or something like that. You have to be able to adjust. You hit on a very important subject, I think, communication, man. Especially, like you said, a small, tight-knit group. If you've got a good core group, that makes a huge difference. Who were some of the clans that you guys remembered maybe from the Crucible that you kind of felt like, I can't wait till we get a shot at them? I'm sure the Clan Uprising, because those guys, talk about a competitive clan. Were there any clans that you guys really look forward to facing on the battlefield?
We played VR Violent Revolution in Crucible in the finals match in one, and we only ran into them once during the regular season. It was a good match, and played out really well. So
yeah, Violent Revolution, of course, that's Tool Minion's gang. Got to say what's up to Tool Minion. I'm sure he's out there listening somewhere.
Who else was there? Fatal Corruption was also there. We look forward to playing them again, some familiar faces. And then Uprising, I think when I was in Wolf, I can't remember if we played them or not, but you know, they have the prestige of, you know, winning all the SOCOM titles and being the king of UF, and that's who we were really looking forward to playing this was to get a shot at playing the best in UF. So
because you know what they say that once you become champions, the hunter becomes the hunted.
Exactly.
I wish there was some dramatic music that drops. Maybe I'll put that in post, but yeah. So I haven't actually participated in a tournament in a little while, so I kind of forgot, but I guess the intensity level, were there some really intense matches? And of course, I heard, I didn't get to, I was actually going to try to watch the championship match. I didn't get to, but I heard that that was a pretty intense match.
They were. And the thing about when you play in these tournament matches is you have six guys that are all capable of taking over a game at any time. So that's where, you know, the whole team aspect comes in, to that you have to be able to play together to win and overcome the other team.
Who did you guys actually have to face to get to the championship? Was it not Violent Revolution?
We played in the first round of the playoffs, we played I Kill for Fun. I think we won that in two matches. And then after that was the finals match. So those were our two playoff matchups.
Of course, Clan Uprising. Did they live up to their billing? Was it everything you guys hoped it would be?
Definitely. Both of the matches that we played on domination on jungle and then domination on launch were both very good matches. The one on launch was absolutely probably one of the hardest matches we've played. We got to about 300 score. It's a 500 point game. So about halfway through the game, and all of a sudden VR is just destroying us. They must have had a, you know, really good call outs and teamwork and a strategy for what to counteract what we were doing, and they started making us have to rethink what we were doing, and we had to regroup, and somehow, some way, you know, whatever we did, we got together and started dominating them for about a minute. We captured all the flags and was holding them down for about a minute, and at that point in the game, it put the score too high for them to be able to recover and come back.
To me, that's always a great feeling when you feel the tide turn in a match and you know you've got it. It's just this feeling that you get, but I just love it when momentum changes and you just feel that. It's almost like your clan becomes recharged and you get this new energy. Again, man, congratulations on the big win. Are you kind of anticipating the launch of SOCOM 4 now that you've gotten the taste of SOCOM?
Definitely. You know, jumped onto SOCOM a little while ago. My brother got it for me for Christmas because we got all the new releases, and he saw that sitting there. So he's like, let's see how he does on SOCOM. So hopped on that for a little while. And, you know, I'm not great at anything yet, but, you know, it's a shooter game. So, you know, you still have your basic strategies. If we can get to it, I'd like to see our clan playing maybe some SOCOM tournaments in UF for sure.
Right on, man. And, well, good luck. And listen, if you need any help, don't ask me. I mean, back in the day when I was a whippersnapper, I was a pretty good gamer. I'm not much of a gamer anymore. Let's talk about the future. What do you guys have planned for 2011 for your clan, AL Sept? Am I saying that right? I'm saying it wrong. I feel like I'm saying it wrong.
Most people say IL Sept, so it's kind of confusing with the two vowels right next to each other. But yeah, it's the IL Sept. Going into the future, you know, we just signed up the other day for the next Call of Duty tournament in country at UF, and after talking to my guys, you know, I'm like, hey, you guys want to do this again? And pretty much everybody said yes. I'm like, all right, we'll go for it, and hopefully we can see the same success for our clan in this tournament. And then as far as the future, you know, maybe jump onto SOCOM once SOCOM 4 comes out. I'm hearing nothing but great things from you guys. guys as far as SOCOM stuff goes, so I can't wait.
When you guys actually do deploy in Urgent Fury in country, which is, by the way, Chapter 2 in the epic year-long End of Days storyline, you guys want to tap into that. I'm telling you, in the middle of the summer, people are just going to flip out because things are going to start happening in Urgent Fury that have never happened. I'm really excited, but I can't tell anybody anything about it, but will this be your first TAC map?
For our clan, yes. It'll be our first TAC map tournament. When me and my brother were in Wolf Clan, we did participate in the 1-4-1 tournament, and that was a lot of fun. There's definitely a different strategy. Besides just playing the game and the matches, you know, you got to have your map strategy, just like when you're playing Risk or any other board game like that. So it makes things very interesting. And looking at the rules, there's some very cool rules in there that are going to make a lot of the matches a lot of fun. So we can't wait for that to come up.
It's going
to
be loads of fun, and I'm just glad you guys are around. And I've heard nothing but good things about you guys, so I'm really glad that you're part of Urgent Fury, and keep spreading the word. If folks want to get in touch with you, and I'm sure there's some maverick gamers out there that are looking for a clan right now, how can they get in touch with ILSEPT?
You can get registered on our website, theilsept.com. IL is spelled AIELSEPT.com. And just get registered on there and send me a message, and we'll get you going on our tryouts.
Yeah, I signed up today. I don't know if you saw it.
Yep, got your friend request.
Yeah, so I am part of the ILSEPT family. And, man, listen, thank you so much for coming by, because we, like I said, I wanted to get you guys on the Christmas episode. We didn't get to get around to it just because we had Glenn on, and you guys are the first podcast of 2011, so that's pretty cool in my opinion.
That's awesome. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, what do you want to say to Urgent Fury, man? Well, you got a second.
Just want to say thanks for, you know, putting up all these great tournaments for like-minded guys like myself and everyone else in my clan to play in. You know, it's a blast to play in competitive matches where, you know, after the match, everybody's telling each other good game, good match. You don't have to worry about, you know, glitching or boosting or anything. And we really appreciate that. And it's a great place to play. So,
hey, man, thanks for coming by, because like I said, I know this is like a last minute. So I appreciate you getting by. Take care of you, and tell the guys in ILSEP congratulations from Commander Fury and Hooyah and all that stuff.
All right, thanks, man.
Well, we are just about ready to wrap up yet another episode, the very first episode of the year, in fact, and with 350-plus days left in the year, and since everybody seems to have an inside track on when SOCOM 4 will be released, we decided to have a little bit of fun and give you guys a chance to win an official Urgent Fury hat, the very same hat, in fact, that we wear here around the Urgent Fury offices. All you have to do is find the thread on the Urgent Fury forums and submit your guess for what day do you think SOCOM 4 is going to drop. The submission closest to the actual launch date will win the official Urgent Fury lid. Remember that there's only one submission per person. Also, don't forget, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can send them to me via email at commanderfury@urgentfury.com. Don't forget to network with us via Twitter, Facebook, the official Urgent Fury blog, Urgent Fury Unleashed, and of course on our brand new YouTube channel, UFreak TV. And just to get everybody in the mood, I leave you today with the official SOCOM 4 trailer, the Oracle trailer. Ooh. It's time for me to make like some hay and bale. You know the drill. Keep your feet wet and your powder dry. Hoo-yah!
I'll make contact soon, Oracle. Prepare to engage. Blue team, move out.
Copy. Engaging.
Move now! Gold team, hold position. Take out the truck.
Hostiles are inbound, Commander.
Money shot.